Both political parties are taking to the airwaves, trying to win the support of Hispanic voters. The Kerry campaign says it'll spend $1 million on a new commercial for the Latino market. The Bush campaign responds by saying they've already spent $1.1 million on ads for their Spanish-speaking community. More from NPR's John McChesney.
For years, the Democrats have considered the Hispanic vote as a secure part of their base. The Republicans, on the other hand, know they have to fight for what they get amongst today's 7 or 8 million Hispanic voters. And fight they have, beginning with Ronald Reagan and carrying on into the last presidential election. Maria Elena Salinas is a journalist for Univision Spanish Language Television.
In the 2000 election, Bush outspent Gore 3-1 in advertising to the Latino community. Now, you can interpret that in several ways. You could say that the Republicans are more dedicated to Latinos, or you could say that they need the Latino vote more than the Democrats do because the Democrats already have a large percentage of the Hispanic vote.
In 2000, George W. Bush walked off with 35% of that community. And in this election, the battle for the Hispanic vote promises to be even more intense. And the man who's trying to grab those votes for the president is Frank Guerra, who produces Spanish language ads.
The one voter subsegment that goes into Election Day by the largest margin undecided is the Hispanic voter.
The National Association of Latino Elected Officials, NALEO, estimates that of the 7 million Hispanics expected to vote, 35 to 40% of them are still undecided about whom to vote for. NALEO says no issue is more paramount for the Hispanic voter than education. The Bush campaign went after that issue with this ad entitled Accountability in English.
Soy George W. Bush, y aprobé este mensaje.
Una mejor educación requiere de más...
Over pictures of a smiling, dark-haired young girl and kids at school, the ad says the president signed the most sweeping education reform in years. Then, like most Bush ads, this one goes after Senator Kerry, saying that he approved and voted for the No Child Left Behind bill, then, under pressure from unions, changed his mind. For its part, the Kerry campaign's new Spanish language commercial is mostly biographical, and it's similar to those Get Acquainted ads composed in English.
Les presentamos a un hombre de fe, un hombre de familia, un hombre de honor.
The significant difference between this and his other biographical ads in English is in the first phrase, a man of faith, perhaps aimed at the largely Catholic Hispanic population. With family, we get a shot of Kerry playing touch football with his kids, and with honor, we get the now familiar shot of Kerry rigidly at attention as a medal is pinned to his white Navy dress uniform. The narrator says, Kerry is our best hope.
John Kerry, como presidente, él será nuestra esperanza para un futuro mejor.
Soy John Kerry.
Both Democrats and Republicans are keenly aware of an important demographic shift in the Hispanic community. 15 years ago, only 18% of this group spoke Spanish as a dominant language. But following the big immigration wave in the 90s, fully 50% of today's Hispanic voters have Spanish as their primary language. Maria Cardona is with the New Democrat Network, an issue advertising group producing pro-democratic ads for the Hispanic voter. Cardona says part of her group's mission is to acquaint these newcomers with the Democratic Party, something that's been neglected in the past.
They were not brought up in the tradition of the farm labor movement, of the Cesar Chavez movement. They don't really understand all that the Democratic Party has done to help Hispanics. So our campaign is focused on educating, especially the newly immigrant voter.
For their part, the Republicans are aiming both at older, established Hispanic families who may have grown more conservative and at the newcomers. Republican Hispanic ad maker Frank Guerra says these newcomers are open to the Republican message.
This is somebody who has left their country. They've traveled far away to try to earn money so that they can support their families. And when they earn that paycheck, they want to keep as much of it as they can. And depending on where they're from, sometimes there's a fundamental mistrust of government. And that's very Republican.
Both campaigns air their commercials aimed at Hispanics primarily on Spanish language television, Univision and Telemundo. Democrat Maria Cardona says she can reach 75% of the Hispanic community that way, and commercials there are not lost in the clutter of political ads found on mainstream television.
It's a very, very efficient medium. Also, compared to English language television, it's very cheap. So you get a lot of bang for your buck. The return on investment is incredible in a project like this.
Cardona's new Democrat network, along with the Kerry and Bush campaigns, will be spending millions on ads in the battle for the hearts and minds of Hispanic voters, especially in key battleground states like Florida, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado. In Florida and New Mexico, where the 2000 election was decided by a few hundred votes, the Hispanic vote could be decisive. John McChesney, NPR News.